Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin and DK in the background running the show. As always, we are excited to talk about your Baltimore Ravens. We're going to talk about tonight in this video specifically the most likely candidates for an extension, who we would like the Ravens to give an extension to, give our opinions, and give just a list of guys that are up for a qualifying extension. So going to kind of break down the landscape for that. Glenn, we know that the Ravens are well known for giving early season and mid-season extensions. Seems like they like to do that a little bit. And so I would expect some action, if not during camp, certainly within the season. So I think kind of prepping us for that is good to do now. But before we get full on into the conversation, make sure to take a second, hit the subscribe button, turn your notifications, all that good stuff. Hit the like button, help the algorithm. We'll roll right into it. But Glenn, before we talk about this, before we give this the list, doing good, hanging in on a Tuesday night?
Doing good, hoping that the Orioles can get back to even or, you know, of course, take the lead. Down 2-1 right now at home, taking on the Cincinnati Reds. So hoping they get back to even and take the lead back. But, down 2-1 right now. It's early, though. It's early. The weather's holding on for the fans in Baltimore. It's nice to see. Looks pretty crowded there tonight. Shout out to Dr. Uncle Bob, who is in the building to support the O's. It's a good night in Baltimore, and I'm sure it's humid out there tonight.
Absolutely. Well, look, I know the Orioles bats are live, so a 2-1 deficit is not.
That's right.
That's not too much of a mountain for them to climb. So, Glenn, I figure for this one in particular, we'll start with a general list of the guys that are up for, you know, a qualifying extension. And this list might not be all inclusive, but it's certainly going to be guys that are like in rotation starters, you know, pivotal players for the Ravens, maybe third, fourth tackle. We might leave off the list, but generally names that you guys know. So what you got for me?
Yeah. So the first name is on the list. Everyone knows this name because he's been reminding everyone constantly about it. J.K. Dobbins is the first name on the list, a guy who's certainly, expecting a contract extension or expect a big contract either here or elsewhere. He's number one on the list. Another guy who's also made it at least known that he'd like a new contract, Kevin Zeitler, who held out of OTAs, I think he said for the first time in his career, but did show up to mandatory mini camp. So shout out to him for doing so. I'm going to include this guy, even though, you know, he's new to the team. He's still nonetheless on a 1-year contract. Odell Beckham Jr. being paid handsomely for that one season, as he's set to make a bunch of money, but is only here for one season as it currently stands, despite some void years, as they call it, on the back end of his contract. Another guy, Pat Queen, who's you know, they very notably didn't pick up his fifth-year option, so he is in his final fourth year of his rookie deal, looking to get a contract here or elsewhere. Then Justin Medibike, another guy who's kind of now becoming the veteran, or at least one of the veterans in that defensive line room, also on the final year of his contract, looking to get an extension. Gus Edwards, another running back who, you know, is yet to hit the practice field as he, you know, he's, in this case, rehabbing an injury. Hoping to get back out there and expect to be ready for training camp. And then finally, last name on my list, unless there's another one, is Devin Duvernay, who's in a big year. It's a crowd, all of a sudden, a crowded wide receiver room. And despite the fact that he's an all-pro return guy, they've pretty much taken that play, or at least every year, it seems like they're taking more and more out of that play. So it makes it harder to kind of justify a roster spot when you're just a return guy. So I think this is a big season for Devin to prove that he's more than just that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Devin Hester is out there fuming somewhere, right? Because
he came along at the right time.
Yeah, he caught the wave, right?
True.
Caught the wave and rode it. That's for sure. But yeah, there's a lot of names here, and so for me, the way I want to kind of frame it is like, who are the guys that I like the most and who I would want the Ravens, you know, the Ravens to give the money to? Because ultimately, Glenn, there's only so many dollars to go around. We know for a fact that not all these guys will be with the Ravens next year. I mean, it's just that simple. It's the way football is. And so for me, you know, if I got to give you my top three, for example, you know, my first one is going to be Justin Medibike as my the person I would want to, if I could only invest in one person on this list, there's a lot of great names on this list, but it would be Medibike, only because I feel like every year he's gotten better. Now, we've seen him in streaks, right? But I do feel like every year he's gotten better. He's generally healthy. And where he's at age-wise, I think is favorable for the Ravens when you're talking like value in a contract. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important. Number two for me is Kevin Zeitler. He's an absolute anchor on that offensive line. I know he's an older guy, but you know, you give him a Morgan Moses deal like Morgan got last year, which is a 3-year deal, really a 2-year deal. And we already know he'll probably be favorable because look what his last contract was. I don't think Kevin Zeitler is the guy that's going to sit there and beat on the table for more and more and more and more money, right? I think he just wants what he's owed and feels he deserves. You know, those are the two for
me. $5 million cap hit.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, think about – remember when we signed him, his entire contract was less than what Joe Thuney was going to be making with the Chiefs in 1 year?
Oh, dude, his deal was crazy.
It was like $18 million a year or something crazy
like
that.
I'll take Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll take Zeitler all day. And, you know, I mean, there's some other guys as a third, but my third would be Devin Duvernay. I think he has a lot to gain in this offense.
What? Hold on. So what is this? Likelihood?
No. This is my list, like my preference.
That's your preference?
Yeah, BK, Zeitler.
I'm calling Gus tonight, bro.
Well.
No, I'm calling him. This is bullshit. I'm calling him. I'm calling him right tonight, and I'm telling him that you have given up on him, and that he's not even top three.
So I'm going to be
out of a small list of seven.
I'm going to be completely honest. I totally forgot about Gus in the midst of you saying Gus, and then me thinking about the list.
Gus like Edwards.
I know, and it's yeah.
That's your guy, bro. You have a bumper sticker that says Gus Bus.
I know, man. What's wrong with me? Seriously, Gus should be on my list. Devin, sorry, you've been bumped. I appreciate you you reminding me of that. We got plenty of wide receivers. We need Gus Edwards. So we just made a quick pivot.
Right into it.
That's right. Oh, that wasn't a hard one to talk me into. Certainly. But,
no, that's your guy, man.
But really, honestly, for me, it's about the top two. The third one's probably interchangeable, but I think those two we need to sign.
Well, they're gonna have to make cuts, right? They're trimming the fat with Lamar Jackson's deal. You know, it's gonna start impacting the cap in a big way. They're gonna have to find ways to cut corners if you want to keep, you know, your pillars around. Like
some of those luxuries, like two paid backs and and all these other things. You know, an all pro kick returner that's maybe getting some coin every year, things like that. Like you said, you might have to start letting those guys walk.
And that's the question. Like, what's the value that some of these guys are going to command? I mean, two of these guys on this list play running back. What is Dobbins' value when you consider the fact that he lost, you know, so much time due to injury, the diminished market that it is? I mean, we see healthy running backs. You know, guys like Dalvin Cook got 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons, can't find the paycheck that he's looking for. So what does that mean for guys like Dobbins and Gus Edwards who have, battled back from injuries?
Mm-hmm. And another video idea, who's more likely to get an extension? Is it Gus more likely than JK? Do they say, well, look, we'll keep Gus and pay him less. There's more value there.
That's true. And also, you don't, you know, just specifically between those two guys, you don't hear much from Gus. You know, you don't have to worry about Gus doing a sit-down interview with Viviano.
Right.
Talking about how why he's not at camp. You know, we don't have to worry about that with Gus Edwards. He seems like more of a guy who's just, you know, kind of like the Kevin Zeitler, you know, where, look, if I'm here, my guys deserve me on the field. So maybe, but to me, I agree with you. Look, I think Kevin Zeitler's been fantastic. I mean, what more could they ask from a guy who started every game since he's been here? He's been quality in both the run and pass. He's a leader. You know, he's been more than they could have ever hoped when they signed him. So I think he's important to keep around. He's still a young man for the position that he plays. He's expressed a desire to play for a long, long time. So I don't think he's, you know, lost that, you know, the competitive edge that these guys need. So I think he's extremely important. I worry about Justin Medibike in the sense that the interior defensive line, I expect him to hopefully, at least, you know, in my opinion, I think he's going to have some sacks this year. I think he gets to a half a dozen sacks, maybe seven. And I think when you're able to impact the passer from the interior and you're not, you know, a negative run player on top of it, you're going to get paid, man. I think he prices himself out of Baltimore. I hope I'm wrong, But I look at Aaron Donald, you know, I know he's the outlier. He's making almost 32 a year. It's a pretty big drop off after him, but there's plenty of guys making 20 yeah. and into the low 20s per season. Chris Jones is expected to get a big deal coming up soon, which I'm sure will push Aaron Donald's value up, which will in turn push the entire market up. So I think he's going to be expensive. I think a big guy that I'm hopeful they can somehow find a way, because I think the only way they find a way is if he absolutely explodes, is Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. And the reason I think if he gets a contract in season, that tells me he's having a fantastic year. It tells me he's remained healthy. He's been impactful in the community, which thus far he certainly embraced that. And it also means that the connection between him and Lamar Jackson is there. And
yeah, he's enjoying his time, right? Like, he's not just playing well, but he's having a blast.
Exactly. Now, my concern is that he's probably going to be the most expensive of all these guys on this list. So I think he's the most important, the guy I'm rooting for the most, because that would mean our pass game is taken off. And I think that's really all we're missing. But I also, you know, can acknowledge the fact that he's going to be the most expensive. The wide receiver market is absolutely insane. Rightfully so. These guys make a difference in the game, can turn a short play into a touchdown. He's one of those guys. But man, so my question to you, Jimbo, would be, like, how value-wise would you rather have – because, look, I think we all agree, if any of these guys are being signed, they're having good seasons. It's not like they're going to extend these guys if they're having a poor season. So would you rather them reach an in-season extension maybe week 12, week 13 with Odell, or with a combination of, say, Edwards and let's see. Oh, man.
Zeitler?
Edwards and Zeitler. And Zeitler.
That's an easy one. Ding, ding, ding. And it's not because Gus on the list. Like, obviously, that's
even with these prospects at line, offensive line, even with Saleh, Falele, even with those guys.
Hell, it just makes me nervous. I don't know. It just makes me a little bit nervous losing a guy like – that's two known commodities. And I know at that point, Odell will be a bit of a known commodity, right? But outside of the 1 year where Gus got hurt, both of those guys have also been incredibly healthy. And you know, that I think that factors into the money spent as well, where Odell has one solid year, but it's been multiple years that he's been injured. So that's got to be at least something that they think about.
Well, what about the impact of, we talk about his social media following, we talk about the eyes Odell brings onto the Ravens. Does that factor into that at all? At least maybe not from John's standpoint, like Harbaugh would be like, no, it's him on the field.
Right.
But he's not the one in the contract negotiation room. Do you think that impacts Eric's decision when he looks around and goes, well, this guy's got more social media followers than the next four guys behind him combined?
Yeah. Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I from like a sales perspective, who knows? Maybe that gives him one more game in like the, what's it called? Oh my gosh. A nationally televised game, primetime game. There you go.
Yeah.
Things like that. Maybe that all equates into it. But for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm overvaluing the trenches, but it just all starts there. Like, you got to have a foundation, and you paid Lamar. Forget about paying Odell. You paid Lamar multiple Brinks trucks worth of money. Like, Lamar Jackson is going to make so much money that it physically is not going to fit in a normal person's house. Like, if you just printed it all, you know what I mean?
In ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not.
It's just so much freaking money. Imagine how much that would weigh. In ones, just be ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So
forklift.
Yeah, you gotta protect him. You know, just like Brian McKinney said, right? You pay the Lamborghini, you got to get the insurance.
And if the Ravens, if we look at their history, they've shown that they will pay one guard.
Yeah.
You know, they won't pay both guards, but they'll pay a guard, and this could be their guy. I think from this conversation, he's like the most likely to get an extension because the market's not crazy for guards.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the type that needs to make a stand for his position, for his future.
I think the Ravens just need to make sure that he wants to play.
Well, he said, he's expressed it. He wants to play.
Right. And make sure they understand, okay, how long do you want to play? You know what I mean? Because he is 30, what, he's 34?
I think he's only like 32, right?
Oh, is he? I thought he was 34 for some reason. You might be right.
I'm about to pull it up here, but either way, I mean, he's 33. Look at that. We were both
all right, wrong. We split the difference.
Look at that. He just turned 33.
All right. There we go. But let me ask you, it sounds like you're leaning towards the other way.
Well, I just think, I think the sign it would tell me, like, first of all, as much as I like both those guys, I think it's hard for me to imagine them signing either one of the running backs, right? So I'm going to cross both those guys off because I don't think either one, unless they can, unless they're willing to play. So maybe I give Gus a slight edge because I think he could be had for cheaper. Whereas I think Dobbins, as you know, we've seen, he wants top dollar. I think Pat Queen, as much as I'd like him to be here, I think another team is going to see his value and just give him more money because he's going to ball out this year. So I think Pat Queen is off my list. I don't see him getting signed here, but I do think he'll get big money elsewhere and we'll get a comp pick in return. So I think Zeitler's the most likely because of the market and because of his consistency, the fact that he doesn't strike me as this diva type in negotiations, so he'll be the easiest one to get a deal done with. So I think he's my most likely. Medibike, I don't think he's – I think he prices himself out of Baltimore again, so I think he's gone. And then, yeah, Duvernay, why not? Because I don't think he'll have, like, a huge market.
The market's not going to be crazy hot.
So I see him going Zeitler, Duvernay will stick around, and maybe Gus Edwards. And I'm hopeful for Odell, but I just can't see it.
You know, I can see Duvernay totally going to the Chiefs on a one-year deal, though. And just
don't do it.
You know what I mean? Andy Reid just programming him open, just coding.
We got ourselves. We got ourselves a guy who can program people open nowadays. All right.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I mean, Big Red.
I know, man. He's pretty freaking good.
Big Red is. He sits down in that lab. He's got. I just imagine him having a big room in his house with no windows, and he just has like a door. And like an opening in the door. He's got all TVs so he can like take notes and stuff. But he's got a big opening in the door where like somebody can just bring him a cheeseburger or fries and a milkshake. And a
tray
of
food. Oh, he has a great dry erase board. Huge.
There you go.
You know what I mean? With magnets, with X's and O's.
Well, I wonder if it's like the dry erase paint. Probably like the whole wall.
The whole wall. You know, he can just draw on it.
All four walls look so similar to dope. You know, just the no padding. We don't need the straight jacket and padding there, Big Red. Like,
no.
You know, just the four walls and do your thing. And yeah. So anyway, before I get too far down a rabbit hole here, I like your list. And I think the most likely I also agree with. I think Zeitler, I can't imagine Kevin Zeitler's that hard to deal with from a negotiating standpoint.
Now it's going to be his agent, so he might have a hard ass agent.
But ultimately, he's going to make the decision,
right? And it seems like he's happy here. He's talked about, you know, this is a great place. When you come to a great place, you want to, you know, continue working there, especially when you remain competitive. So I think he'll be easy to get done. I tell you what, man, I would love to see Medibike ball out and stay here because I like listening to him. He seems like a nice guy, a guy that, you know, would be fun to be around. And man, he's such a monster. He looks bigger this year. He looks huge, absolutely huge. And I think he's going to have a really, really impactful season, especially as an interior pass rusher, which I think this team's kind of been missing as of late, unless it's been those middle linebackers that we've seen screaming up the middle. I think we've missed a little bit in interior pass rush. So let's hope that he gets signed, but. Is there any other guy? I don't know of any other guys that I missed.
No, I think the list that you compiled is good. And then also I think that the breakdown was good. It'll be interesting to see what happens, man. If they sign Odell to an extension, just like you said, he's going to have to absolutely be balling out. And it means he's having a great season. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see. Let us know who you guys want the Ravens to have, you know, to start working with on an extension, who you think you're most likely is, who your preferences are. But one note really quickly before we end, of course, Ryan Mallett sadly passed away. I want to give condolences to his family. Unfortunately, it looks like he drowned in the Gulf of Mexico. We're hoping for the 35 years old.
He's younger than me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say, he's 88.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Born in 1988. I'll never, everyone's already tweeting about it, but the first memory that comes to my mind is Ryan Mallett beating the Steelers.
Dude.
Just going out there.
He's crucial. Slinging it.
Yeah, man. Kid always played with attitude. That's for sure.
No doubt. Had a big arm.
That's right. Had a cannon. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, condolences to his families. And
dang, what a way to end the show. It kind of feels.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it's just to see somebody younger, you know, 35 years old, you know, pro athlete. It's crazy. So, yeah, definitely. His family's probably going through it, so I hope they can find peace.
All that said, leave your comments below, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.